from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A way to safely lower the level of Nellie Lake could be determined soon. The water is at its highest level in recent memory. House and cottage owners are worried about the effects on their structures due to saturated sandy soil. Temiskaming Cochrane MPP John Vanthoff says Natural Resources Minister Graydon Smith is sending in a hydrologist to figure out the best remedy without causing more damage. Meanwhile, there is a good sign about the drinkability of the water.
The samples that the health team have taken, the vast majority are still good, and we want to keep it that way.
Vanthoff is hopeful for a level remedy sooner than later. He says he and the minister have promised to stay in touch on the matter. Forecasters say we should see some relief from the smoky conditions this weekend. Air quality should improve as the wind begins to change direction. The smoke from wildfires in northern Ontario and northwestern Quebec has blanketed much of the province since last weekend. It's also covering much of the northeastern United States. Canada's expected to surpass its worst ever wildfire season this weekend. And it's not even mid-June. The Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center says flames have already scorched 43,000 square kilometers. In 2014, 46,000 square kilometers were burned during the entire season. The agency says about half of the 2,400 fires so far this year were human-caused. About one-third were the result of lightning strikes, while the rest have no known cause yet. A PhD student at McMaster University in Hamilton is raising the alarm about the harm discarded cigarette butts can cause. Kira Simone says butts should be locked in a metal container with a lid to prevent them from reigniting. She says the risk of butts starting a fire is high, and her research shows the after effects are harmful too.
Turtles require a very specific soil depth and moss and lichen cover to be able to nest. And there are already species at risk, so any sort of impact to their crucial nesting habitat can be really detrimental to populations.
Simone says with billions of cigarette butts littered yearly, the possibility one could start a fire is high. She's part of a volunteer Canada-wide butt blitz with nonprofit A Greener Future, which brings volunteers together to pick up littered cigarette butts. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.